Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, here with an Anarchy Moment. Been slacking off on the Anarchy Moments because, first of all, I've been busy backing up my computer, which amounts to somewhere around 4 terabytes worth of data between... Now, I take that back, closer to 6 terabytes worth of data when you consider operating systems and all of my photography, my videos, and assorted other stuff. So I've been dealing with that, coupled with the fact that people have been painting my house, or excuse me, painting my apartment complex. It's a fairly small complex, and they've been painting it, making a lot of noise outside, and also leading to some interesting discussions. You know what? In fact, I'm going to talk about that instead of what I was going to do this Anarchy Moment about. So the painters are outside painting my apartment. I have my window open. I can hear them very plainly. And these are college kids. Pardon me. These are college kids, and one of them is explaining to the other one his situation. Apparently, he has registered for the upcoming semester in college. However, at this point, he's not able to register for the semester after that. And here's why. He owes CSU money, which he said was approximately $4,000. And he has to pay Colorado State University, is what CSU is. It's the college here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hence, Colorado State University. So apparently he has to pay CSU $4,000 that he owes them before he can register for the next semester. Not the upcoming one, but the next one. Additionally, when he gets his student loans for next semester, not the upcoming one, but the one after that, he's going to be $3,000 short. So essentially, within the next 4 months, he's got to shit $7,000. As he said himself, this is in addition to paying rent, paying utilities, buying food, and everything else. And I'm listening to this conversation, I'm thinking to myself, explain to me again why you little shits are going to college. Have I not talked about, and interestingly enough, I'm sitting here, I'm about to watch an Aaron Clary video on YouTube. Aaron Clary is Captain Capitalism. He writes a blog. And I'm about to watch a video he's made, which is about how you shouldn't give money to charities, because as I have been saying for years, charities don't solve problems that they set out to solve. Because if they solve the problems, the people who work there have to go get a job, right? I mean, there are more homeless people than ever, because no charity designed to help homeless people helps homeless people. If you eliminate homeless people, all the people who make money raising money to help homeless people are now unemployed. No fucking charity has ever solved a problem, just like no government program has ever solved a problem. That's a different topic. I'll actually talk about that one. What the fuck? Because I'm talking about college kids. So back to the college kids. Aaron Clary has talked about this in his videos and on his blog about how your college... In fact, he wrote a book called Worthless, which is about how people are getting these college diplomas, which are fucking worthless. And there is going to be, and I think he's completely right about this, just as there was a housing bust, there's going to be a college diploma bust. Everybody has a college diploma. There aren't enough jobs for all these people. Plus, coupled with the fact that people are getting diplomas in stupid shit like hyphenated American studies and business management or business degrees. That's like the new journalism degree. That's what people who are really stupid go to college and get, because anybody can get one. So there's all these people running around with these worthless degrees, and all it's done is serve to put them into debt, which can't be discharged via bankruptcy. And it's debt which is owed to the government, because all the student loans come from the government, and it's there just to prop up the colleges, to prop up the public education system. All of this, just like the housing boom happened and the housing market collapsed because it was all propped up by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and there were all these loans made to people for houses who couldn't pay for the houses, the same thing is going to happen with college educations. They are making all these loans to all these 18-year-old kids who don't have a chance in hell of paying these loans back. And unlike the people who bought a house, these kids with these college diplomas, I mean, at least the house you can sell for something. You may not be able to sell it for what you got for it, for what you paid for it, rather. But at least you can sell it for something. A college education is going to be completely fucking worthless for many of these people. They're fucking kids here in Fort Collins. I know many of them. I go to the fucking restaurants and bars here. There's somebody taking my order. She's got fucking 6 years of college and a goddamn degree in some shit like business management or political science or liberal arts or African American studies with a minor in Spanish. And these people have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt to the government, which cannot be discharged, which they cannot pay. And they're fucking bringing me a goddamn beer, and they're doing a really poor job of it, and they're not getting a very good tip because they can't even fucking get a beer to my table without fucking it up with their 6 fucking years of college. Speaking of charities and colleges, since I'm talking about colleges, here's a prime example of why I fucking hate charities and I hate these people. So one of the big things around here with all the sororities and the fraternities, you know, is trying to do charity shit. Like a big one is, they've done this before, and I've made fun of this on Stating the Obvious. You can go back and find it. The CSU kids don't go out and go, well, we're going to raise awareness about homelessness because everybody in our fraternity, we're going to go out to the plaza outside the Laurie Student Center and we're going to sleep in boxes overnight like the homeless people do to raise awareness about homelessness. This is the biggest load of fucking horseshit. If you're out there and you're listening to this and you're in a fucking fraternity or a sorority, let me explain this to you. You want to fucking help homeless people, stop raising awareness, which is just another code word for trying to alleviate your own guilt, is all you're trying to do. All right, if you really want to fucking help homeless people, you're in a fraternity. Now, this might be a little more difficult if you're in a sorority because of gender issues, although there are homeless women. But, you know, when we think of homeless people, we usually think of men. That's sort of the stereotype that the state has put into our minds, but there are homeless women. So you could do this if you're a sorority. All right, if you're a fraternity or a sorority, you live in a big house, right? There's a bunch of people living there, right? You have resources, you have friends, you're the future of America, you're the smartest generation ever. Okay, what about this? If you want to fucking help homeless people, instead of fucking sleeping in a cardboard box on the goddamn fucking plaza one night, why don't you do this? Why don't you go to downtown Fort Collins, where all the homeless people are hanging out with their fucking signs begging for money? Why don't you get one of those homeless people, take him back, or take her back, to your frat house or to your sorority house? Give them a bed. Give them a shower. Let them use your internet. Help this guy or woman find a job. Get them some nice clothes. Help them find a job. Help them make some money. Let them live there with you until they've got some money so that they can go get an apartment or something. And I know what you're saying. Well, our rules say that we can't have anybody live in the frat house who isn't a member of the fraternity. And there you go. That's statism. The rules are, remember, statism. The rules are more important than people. That's the difference between anarcho-capitalism and statism. In statism, in your fucking system where you're out there sleeping in your fucking cardboard box in the plaza, the rules are more important than people. And even if you could bring a homeless person into your frat house, you're not going to do it anyway because you don't give a fuck about homeless people. You're out there sleeping in the plaza to alleviate your goddamn fucking guilt that comes from being an upper middle class white motherfucker. In anarcho-capitalism, people are more important than rules. In an anarcho-capitalist world, you could have a fraternity and you could bring anybody in the fucking frat house you want. So when you little fucking stupid-ass college students getting your fucking worthless-ass degrees in journalism and business management and African-American studies with a fucking minor in Spanish, When you're out there sleeping in your fucking cardboard box, which is all nice and clean and hasn't been in the gutter and shit, like for one night out there on the student plaza, when you're thinking about, oh, how you're raising awareness. Oh, the awareness, it's raising, man. It's raising like fucking zombies from the graves. It's raising. You're raising some fucking awareness, aren't you, you little fucking shit? You know what? When you're a fucking homeless motherfucker because you're $40,000, $50,000 in debt with your fucking student loans that you can't pay back and you can't get a fucking job, I hope all the college students who live in frat houses fucking walk right past you just like you're walking past the homeless people out there today.